Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, July 13. Coming up, team to assist government in the review of Petrojam. Cabinet approves $1.6 billion infrastructure works, and Prime Minister meets with Petrojam workers. The news in detail after the break.
Jamaica is finally here! The Festival Song 2018 finals at Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center, Kingston, Sunday, July 15, 6 p.m. Come see the finalists square off in a musical showdown for millions of dollars in prizes. Festival is back and it's bigger and better. After numerous roadshows around the country, it comes down to one night and one song. Come out early on Sunday, July 15. Don't miss it. Admission is free.
Special guest artist Leroy Sibley's. Get your tickets at a tasty location near you.
Motorist, stay safe while using the toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. President and Chief Executive Officer of Sagicor, Christopher Zaka, is to chair a team to assist the government and the board of Petrojam to determine the strategic direction of the company. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the review will also support organizational restructuring to enable Petrojam to achieve its objectives.
I have already had discussions with Mr. Christopher Zaka, who has agreed to chair this team, and consultations are underway with a view to the appointment of other qualified professionals to serve on the team. The terms of reference will be finalized in short order, and I expect to be in a position to announce the full members of this committee by the next sitting of Parliament.
Mr. Holness was speaking in the House of Representatives earlier this week. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness was at Petrojam's Marcus Garvey Drive offices earlier today for a meeting with staff at the entity. More from Vanessa Silvera.
The meetings, which took place just before lunchtime, saw the Prime Minister assuring employees that the strategic review, to be completed in the next 3 to 4 months, will result in new operational policies designed to ensure the institution remains viable.
The strategic review is in the national interest, but I want you to identify with it because it is also in your interest. It is what will ensure that the government makes the right decisions as it relates to the future of this organization. So the strategic review is going to help me to point in the right direction. I'm giving the assurance to the staff members here that we will seek to have Petrojam operate at the highest level of integrity.
The Prime Minister's engagement with the staff at Petrojam also follows the resignation of former General Manager of the state-run oil refinery, Floyd Grindley, and the appointment of former Supreme Ventures Chairman, Paul Hu, as the new board chair. The Prime Minister, who now has direct responsibility for Petrojam, says the newly appointed board will begin the process of hiring a new General Manager in the coming weeks. Vanessa Silvera reporting for JIS News.
Cabinet has approved a contract totaling nearly $141.7 million for civil infrastructure works to be undertaken in the Jacksonville housing scheme in Clarendon. Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid made the announcement at a post-Cabinet press briefing earlier this week.
Cabinet took particular note of the need to monitor the construction of adequate drainage system in light of the tendency for flooding in this particular community.
The contract has been awarded to construction and equipment company NF Barnes. Meanwhile, several other contracts have been awarded for similar infrastructural work in other housing schemes in St. Catherine, Trelawney, Clarendon and St. Andrew. Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the major infrastructure development contracts approved by Cabinet were valued at $1.69 billion.
Surrey Paving and Aggregates Limited has been awarded a contract in the sum of $100,887,175. This is to undertake infrastructure works in keeping with the Maxfield Park Housing Development Project. Housing Development Windsor Trelawney, Trevor Dunkley and Company Limited, has been awarded a contract in the sum of $400 million to undertake civil infrastructure works for the Windsor Housing Development Project in Trelawney.
The Information Minister adds that an $887 million contract has been awarded to Ashtram Building Systems Limited for work under Phases 3 and 4 of the Colbeck Castle development between St. Catherine and Clarendon. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.